so, and then going and take off. And now you finna show me the CBD, because I'm lost.
I got you.
CBD if it fell on my head.
I got you. I got
but
you.
But now marijuana, they can't touch that marijuana.
I'm telling you, listen, the marijuana is a male thing. The amount of black boys can't get into, like, that's why you gotta get them into this hemp and CBD thing, because like we said, like right now the early responders, like you said, the licenses are so low in state to state, city to city. If you don't have a drug conviction within the past 10 years, you can go ahead and get licensed. In Texas, like $100, in Chicago it's like $100, in Pennsylvania it's like $250 or $100, in Virginia it's like $50. Only Georgia's tripping with $25,000 processor fee. Florida has no license requirement. There's so many states that have no license. You know what I'm saying? Well, you can go and you can set up hemp shops and CBD shops and X, Y, and Z. But for me being around Rick, what I recognized was this, is if we go ahead and make our blueprint in hemp and CBD, then automatically when things start to convert in your state to where they open up the licenses for THC, you have a known brand. So when you walk in there, you know what I'm saying? When you walk in, they know you, they know you pretty high. They know you, whatever your company is, X, Y, and Z. They know you for doing good business there. They know you for understanding the industry. It's that and third. So the laws are being made right now. And to like being on the forefront, even me, you know, being with Rick and things of that nature, even I learned about, you know, like attending the meetings, going down to City Hall. Like, stop reading newspaper articles for your laws. Make sure you go right to the law books and read your laws. But the laws are being made right now. And as black people, we have to be a big part of this conversation. You know, the same land that our ancestors were working as slaves, or that was only worth $1,000 per acre, is now worth $50,000 to $100,000 per acre. And so right now, with this whole pandemic going down, with this whole pandemic going the way it is, we need to go grab up as much of this land as we possibly can, because we owe that to our ancestors. If nothing else, if you don't know what you're going to do with it, just grab it and sit on it. You know what I'm saying? You know, and use your Houston's money, what you was going to use at Outback, or what you was going to use at Red Lobster, what you was going to spend at the Gucci store. That's your annual taxes. But like right now, as a culture, that's what we got to be on. Like, buy 3 acres or more, a minimum of 3 acres. If you can do 5 to 5 acres or more, and some of these cities and towns that you're from, go onto these websites. They have like the DNA website, so you can really see where your family tree is coming from. So at the end of the day, you can go ahead and you can buy the land and what you know. For instance, you know for sure your ancestors on. You might be hundreds of thousands of miles away from that land. But just grab it. You know what I'm saying? Grab it and hold it. Grab it and hold it, because you know what I'm saying?